We're up to Siman Taf Reish Lamed Tes, Seif Vav. Haya Ochel B'Sukkah, you're eating in the Sukkah, V'yardu Geshamim, and it began to rain. So Halach L'Beisah, you went inside. But then Upasku Al Geshem, then the rain stopped. Ein M'chayvin Es Halachzer L'Sukkah, Ad Shigmar Su Dasro. You don't have to go back into the Sukkah until you finish your Seuda. The Mishnah Berurah explains, this is if you already started eating. But if you haven't begun eating yet, even though you came back in the house and it stopped raining, and it's not dripping or anything, so then you have to go back into the Sukkah. Well, the Mishnah Berurah says the same halacha would apply. Let's say you began eating inside because it was raining, then it stopped raining. You can finish the Seuda in the house and then go back into the Sukkah afterwards. Okay, Siv Zayin. You were sleeping in the Sukkah, and it began to rain, and you came back in the house, and then the rain stopped. You don't have to go back into the Sukkah. You can sleep in your house until that means, and you get up. In other words, you can sleep until you normally wake up, and then when you wake up, assuming you can go back into the Sukkah because it stopped raining and it's not dripping and it's not mitzvayer, then you would have to go back into the Sukkah. It's a very big tircha to go back into the Sukkah once you already lie down inside the house. So you don't have to go back into the Sukkah. You can sleep in the house in that case. Now the Mishnah Berurah says this is talking about that you already lie down. You're ready to go to sleep. But if you haven't lied down yet, then you have to go back to the Sukkah, because that's only considered a minor tircha. It's not considered a full mitzvah. Other achronim say no. That once you had the tircha, you probably brought in your mattress and your blankets, so that's a big tircha to bring it back out into the Sukkah. Well, so that's a machlokas, but the Mishnah Berurah sounds like he accepts the first view. However, he quotes in the Shaar HaTzion, so therefore, once you've already, you're lying down already in the house, then you don't have to go back to the Sukkah, if it stops raining. Now, some people have a system set up that they have a cover that they can put on their Sukkah. So let's say it starts raining, so they put the cover on the Sukkah. Then it stops raining. So now the question is, if you remove the cover, then you can be in the Sukkah now. Oh, so the Mishnah says it depends. Nowadays, you have some sort of mechanical device. It's easy to take the cover off. So if it's easy to take the cover off, then you have to do that. It's only a small tircha, that's not called mitzvah, and you would take the cover off, and then you would sleep in the Sukkah. But if it's a tircha, you have to climb onto the Sukkah to take the cover off. Then the Mishnah Berurah says that you wouldn't have to do that after it stopped raining, because that's too much of a tircha. Well, now the Ramah tells us a famous idea. I'm sorry. Now the Ramah, it's also famous. If you're sleeping in the Sukkah and it starts raining, you don't have to estimate, oh, it's enough rain to ruin the food. Because when it comes to sleeping, even a small amount of rain is mitzvah. And as soon as you feel any rain, you're allowed to go inside the house. That's called mitzvah. Oh. Then the Ramah says something, quotes something very famous. If you're putter from the Sukkah, we'll see, because of the rain, and you don't leave, you don't get any schar. And you're just being foolish. There's no mitzvah sitting in the Sukkah and you're mamish mitzvah. You don't get a mitzvah at all because you're putter from the Sukkah, and it's a foolish thing to do. Well, certainly, you can't say a bracha in that case, because it's a bracha l'batala. But even to go there, you don't get any schar at all. Then the Ramah concludes, and when you're forced to leave the Sukkah because it's raining, don't be angry at Hashem, Rachmana Litzlan. El yetzei kenichna. You should leave like you're humbled. Like you're humiliated. You poured a cup of wine for your master, and he poured it, he threw it back at your face. You tried to go into the sukkah, and Hashem said, no, you can't be in the sukkah this year. So if it rains, it's not good. It's a bad siman. It shows Hashem isn't happy with our avodas Hashem. So we should leave in a humiliated way, and daven that he'll stop raining. We'll go back into the sukkah. Well, here there's a famous, famous comment of the Be'er Halacha from the earlier Achronim. This idea that if you sit in the sukkah when you're putter, let's say because of the rain, then you're foolish, you don't get schar, that's only if you're putter because you're mitzvah in the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah itself, like if it's raining. But let's say, it's a different case. Let's say the case we had earlier in Sivav and Zion. Let's say you were sleeping in the sukkah, and it began to rain, you went in the house. Now the rain stopped. So here, if your sukkah is not wet, if you go back into the sukkah, it will be comfortable. Now, you don't have to, we learned, because it's mitzvah to get up out of bed again and go back in. But in a case where a person forces himself to go back into the sukkah anyway, then he will get schar. It's similar to somebody who drinks water in the sukkah. You don't have to drink water in the sukkah, but if you do, so we learned earlier that it's meshubach. So this idea of your hedyot, that's a case where, let's say, it's raining. So it's mamish mitzvah to be in the sukkah, then it's foolish. But if the mitzvah is getting into the sukkah because it's uncomfortable, it's hard to get in because you have to carry your bed in and you have to get out of bed again. All of those are things that aren't mitzvah in the actual mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. In that case, in those cases, then if you go back into the sukkah and force yourself, you will get schar. That is not what the Ramah is talking about. And Taka, some people, they'll try to do that. They love the sukkah so much, they'll force themselves back in. If the rain stops and it's not wet in the sukkah, and you're not mitzdayer, so they'll try to go back in. And that's your putter. We learned in Bav and Zion, your putter. But that's Harezeh Meshubach. Okay, we'll stop here.